Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And none of them are ready to be swept up in this way. The gaze of not knowing.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. It's our series of live in-studio performances. I'm John Schaefer. The duo called Ohmme, O-H-M-M-E, is from Chicago, and it centers on Seema Cunningham and Macy Stewart. They are both classically trained pianists, but in this band, they both sing, often in bewitching harmonies, and they both play electric guitars, often in ways that kind of subvert those lovely harmonies. It's a really killer combo of the melodic and the experimental. The band Ohmme is here to play some songs from their new album called Parts. This first one is called Icon.
She laid up the conversation, skimming from the top. That damn helium button from last system refuses to pop.
That is Ohmme, live here in our studio with a song called Icon, thumping along in 5/4 time.
Indeed.
Seema Cunningham, singing and playing guitar, welcome.
Thank you.
Macy Stewart, singing and playing guitar, welcome back.
Hey, thank you. It's good to be here.
You were here with Marrow, another
Me
Chicago.
And Matt, who's our drummer.
Matt Carroll, behind the drum kit. And when you and Matt were here, you were not with Seema, but with her brother.
The exactly. other Cunningham. Mm-hmm.
The other Cunningham, as I'm sure he's known.
And... No, he's the number one.
So who's the big fan of fives and sevens? Are the two of you into those sort of off-kilter rhythms?
I think so.
Yeah, I think both of us kind of came at it from two different ways. I was singing in choirs a lot as a kid, so I sang a lot of world music. There's a big choir in Chicago, and so I feel like maybe I was exposed to it through that. And you know,
yeah, we're both trained in music, so we're familiar with the weird time signatures. And mm-hmm. my dad also listened to a lot of prog rock. So
yeah,
I got to hear a lot of that. But I think it was something that kind of felt natural, at least for that song. It was like,
right.
Well,
it's certainly not the only one. I mean, mm-hmm. is it Peach that's in seven?
Yeah, there's the middle part in Peach, or I guess the chorus in Peach is in a different time signature.
Yeah.
I never even counted it out.
I haven't either.
What else? Seema, you mentioned, singing world music. I mean, mm-hmm. Does that include Balkan music?
Yes, actually. Yeah. We used to sing this song called Svadba, which was like...
That's Bulgarian.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
You know that song?
I know the song.
Oh, well... That was like one of my favorite songs to sing when I was a kid. And it's like, really nasally
yep.
vocals
yep.
and like seconds. And it was
so
much.
The diaphonic singing, as they call
yeah.
it.
And yeah. And I also love it because it's like really just like open-throated singing.
Yeah.
Like the whole idea is that there's none. I mean, of course, we love dynamics, mm-hmm. but there's something about it happens in shape note singing, too, where there's like no dynamics. It's about kind of putting your full force behind
right.
your voice and I really love that.
Yeah. Well, now, when the two of you sing, though, it's a very kind of measured, seems like that's where the classical training comes in, mm-hmm. is in the blend of voices. Mm-hmm. And then you have this arsenal of guitar effects, distortion and feedback, and the off-kilter rhythms and unexpected changes of mood and texture.
Mm-hmm.
So that, there's this kind of neat creative tension between the lovely vocals mm-hmm. and the squall that's going
yeah,
on
we,
behind
we
them.
We really appreciate chaos.
Yeah.
And there's definitely an art to chaos, and we really like kind of pitting those two against each other.
Yeah.
I think kind of like imagining the neck and the head as separate from the body and kind of letting those move in different directions and letting the head kind of float over like the rumble underneath it's a fun way to imagine it while we're playing. I feel like the more and more we've been playing in this band, the more I'm finding myself moving in different ways while I'm performing.
And also like relaxing into it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, playing in fives and sevens will get you moving differently. It's funny though, if you tell people beautiful harmony vocals and, wall of distorted guitars, people will think shoegaze bands, My mm-hmm. Bloody Valentine and mm-hmm. stuff. But you guys seem to be coming at this from a slightly different angle.
Yeah, we both were getting really heavy into the improvised music scene in Chicago. And there's one show I remember in particular where my brain kind of like exploded and we saw Mark Ribot playing mm-hmm. at Constellation. We were like, wow, the guitar can be played like that.
Mm.
And then...
it sounds like he's cutting wires with...
I love the idea of playing instruments that are traditional instruments and instruments where people have this idea of what it sounds like and being able to turn that on its head and play the guitar like a drum set or
right.
play the guitar and make it sound like you're throwing, rocks off the side of a building or something. Just kind of finding crazy ways to turn that instrument on its head.
Which is why people like Elvis Costello and Tom Waits keep hiring people like Mark Ribot.
Exactly.
And if you're interested in hearing Mark Ribot and his band in one of their performances here in our studio, just search R-I-B-O-T on our website at newsounds.org. Speaking with the members of Ohm, so what were, aside from A Night in Chicago, that sounds like a song, what were the sort of inspirations? What's in the musical DNA of this band?
Yeah, well, we love so much different kinds of music. I think we both really love melodic music. Mm-hmm. Songs are very important to mm-hmm. us, but I think that we wanted to find a way to kind of like tease apart things that we love. Like, of course, we love, Nirvana. We love, Kate Bush. We love all of this.
I was just thinking, I didn't pick it up on the record, but when you uh-huh. sang Icon here just now, I was thinking, oh, God, that sounds like early Kate Bush.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yeah.
She's such a brave artist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is so interesting. And we've been listening to a ton of like the Roaches recently.
Yeah,
too,
we're really into the Roaches and how their voices just blend together into this choir when it's just three of them. Yeah.
We are not related, but you know, I think we really enjoy playing with the timbre of both of our voices and finding like the beauty in that, and then kind of how they like grate against each other is really fun. And yeah, and I mean, yeah, obviously both of us grew up around a lot of jazz musicians and are friends with a lot of jazz musicians, and you know, Matt's a jazz musician, so we spent a lot of time kind of in jazz and experimental, and then I, you know, grew up with blues and rock and roll.
Yeah, I think a lot of it too is that we've had all of this musical training in our lives and know how music works in a general sense, and also enjoy being in control of what we're creating. And I think that this band is really special for the both of us because it allows us to lose control and find, you know, find the art within that and find the music within that. And I think that's kind of really important for us.
Does your writing process involve a lot of improvising and seeing what happens?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I would say we keep a fair amount of the songwriting separate just because a song is such an intimate expression. It's hard to pull it out of your body and throw it at someone else. But the musicality of the songs always ends up being kind of an improvised and very collaborative process.
Well, now, the song you're going to play next, Walk Me, this is the concluding song on the record.
Yes.
And it's not a ballad per se, but it's at least a little more relaxed, a little more restrained than some of the other tracks. Where does this come from?
Yeah, so one night after leaving an OM rehearsal, or maybe it was going to an OM rehearsal. Either way, it was like midnight, and I was driving down the street, and I was at a stop sign, and this guy walked up to my car and banged on the window, and his face was like totally bloody and very scary. And he was like, "Which way is California Avenue?" And I was like, it's that way. And I was like, "Are you okay? Like, do you need anything?" He's like, "It's fine." And it kind of just made me think of, like, you know, all the situations in which you can help people and when you should help people and how you should feel about it and how you shouldn't feel about it, and kind of just the unknown in situations like that. So I like to think of it as like a lullaby to yourself.
Okay. Let's hear the piece. The band is OM, playing a short set for us this afternoon here on the Soundcheck podcast.
Soles of my feet, the rhythm of the avenue I've laid here. What lies in
it's all right. Once again, the band Ohm and a song called Walk Me, which appears on their debut LP called Parts, although there was also an EP also called Ohm, right? Which came out last year, which I liked an awful lot. So that was 2017. When did the two of you start playing together?
2014.
Okay.
Yeah. Late,
so while you, Macy, were still in Marrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you were cheating on them already.
I was.
It just started as a project, you know? Yeah. We'd been singing together, like kind of harmony in so many different things, and we knew we intuitively knew how to sing together and kind of follow each other without words. And both of us were at a moment where we wanted to kind of dive in and get weird with guitar. So it started as a project and turned into a band somehow.
And the name, I mean, it's either a misspelling of ohm as a unit of resistance and electricity, or it's a misspelling of the French word for
ma'am.
Exactly.
All of those. Yeah, I think we were, you know, we kind of wanted a name that you could separate from a meaning, but also that like kind of alluded to all of these different things. Yeah, band names are hard, you know?
Something that happened totally unintentionally is that on our EP, the image of the woman who's in our mind turning into a table that was drawn by Liz Bourne, who's our friend, who's an artist. It kind of looks like an ohm symbol.
Yeah.
Like how it kind of has like that was unintentional, but it was only afterwards that I was like, oh.
Yeah, we were like, oh, that's that works.
The,
that works
the
really
O-M.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That ohm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Huh. That's kind of interesting because, you know, not that you guys get into sort of a drone metal thing, but I could see that maybe how that wouldn't be such a big step to take.
Well, you know, the next song I would say is probably as close as we get. So
it's a little angular to be.
It is.
It's
true. Less drone zone.
Yeah. But that song is called Water, and it has a little moment on it that reminds me of a song from the earlier EP called Fingerprints, where the two of you do this vocal, the technique is called hocketing. Where you split the melody up and you bounce it back and forth like a ping pong ball. And as I was listening to first the EP and then the LP, I was thinking, all right, this has got to be like sampled and cut together, or maybe they could do this in the studio. Do you do this stuff live?
All the time.
Every day.
It's so fun.
Every day for the last 6 weeks.
And wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, that was kind of something that we figured out early on is how flexible we could be with our voices, with each other, and treat them like instruments because we both have a lot of, you know, vocal control.
And what's really fun with Water, too, is that we sing in unison at the beginning of the song, which is like another way of kind of stretching our ability to sing with each other and then kind of split apart into that hocketing thing.
But you know, it's one thing to sing in harmony. It's another thing to sing in that kind of fast rhythm. I mean, you know, even to just read a sentence with someone and like, you know, mm-hmm. just read every alternate syllable and bounce it back is really, really hard to do.
Yeah.
We were talking before we went on mic about Meredith Monk, mm-hmm. and, you know, she does a fair amount of this stuff and has done with one of her singers, Theo Blackman, for years. And I asked them once, you know, are you counting? I mean, how do you do? And she said, no, if you're counting, you're just going to drop a stitch and you're going to be lost. Yeah. So you just got to be kind of like in the moment and let it go.
Yeah, and don't overthink it.
Yeah, I mean...
Now we're thinking about
it. Yeah, don't overthink it. I mean, there's definitely... There have been, like, a couple moments over the years where we've overthought it and we've just started singing them at the same time. And we're like, oh, no! but that doesn't really happen that much. And I mean, at this point, we play all kinds of shows. We play great clubs, but we also play without monitors all the time. And, you know, we just kind of... know what to do, you know. Luckily, it's been a huge help having Matt like in the middle, having a drummer to kind of center us, because I think that the more and more we have him kind of anchoring the center, the more and more I feel like Macy and I are both like bending outwards in a way, sonically and just like physically, and there's always kind of a thing to pull back, and it's really fun.
All right. Well, you want to lay a little water on us?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
The album is called Parts. The band is Om, playing for us live here in the studio today. That is great stuff from the band Om. The song is called Water. Macy, you mentioned growing up with a little prog rock in the house.
Oh, yeah.
There's a little hint of King Crimson, maybe some Gentle Giant.
There you go. You just named my dad's two favorite bands.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
So, you know, with this whole kind of range of sounds from the electric guitar and from the voices, it would seem like you don't need anything else, but there are other sounds on the record. And, mm-hmm. you know, some of it seems to reflect the kind of Chicago community you mm-hmm. guys work in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We had Ken Vandermark and Tamika Reed on the record.
Tamika is a great cellist.
She's fantastic. Yeah. Yeah, it was great to have them on there, especially because we are so influenced by and in love with the improvised music scene in Chicago. And those two are like some of our favorite musicians. So it felt really, really important to have them on there.
Also, one of the very first quote unquote post-rock bands, Tortoise, mm-hmm. is from Chicago.
And
you guys have...
Yeah, Jeff played a little bit of guitar on our EP. Mm-hmm. He's a good friend. And then Doug, we asked Doug to kind of come in and we called him our studio ears.
Yeah,
and,
that's what we credited him.
Just like, just someone to like kind of help us. Like we wanted the record to feel raw, and we knew that Doug knows how to like identify raw takes, and you know, just have another person to kind of be around. And we respect Doug a ton and love his music. So mm-hmm.
Doug's last name is
McCombs. Yeah. Doug McCombs. Douglas McCombs
from Tortoise.
Yes.
The album is called Parts, and oh my, look what I've done. I've held up, I thought I was holding up the new record by Ohm, and instead I accidentally held up the brand new Sounds mug.
What was I
thinking? Well, look, as long as I'm holding it up for the cameras, let me just tell you that if you become a member of New Sounds, you can get this nifty new Sounds mug. You can go to our website for all the details. newsounds.org/newsoundslive. Seema and Macy, Matt, guys, this has been great fun. Thank you so much for being with us
today. Thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck.
My mind is taking orders from a distant ping, and I am losing faith in sentient beings. I look for things. Why?
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.